This morning, I had a big wrestle in my spirit this whole week about many things. A wrestle that I thought to myself, God, I'm going to get Satan and I'm going to kill him. I'm going to cut off his head. Who's with me this morning? Just cut off that worm's head and get over and done with. You know, sometimes Satan brings stuff to our life that will bring distraction to us in order for you to lose focus. Now, the distraction is not a bad distraction. It's a distraction that you get angry. Who's angry at Satan this morning? Who's angry at every attack that Satan tries to bring your way? But the one thing that the Lord showed me so clear today is when Satan brings attacks, he has found value in you. I want to say that again. When you are under attack, severe attack, Satan has found something in you that he does not like. But who cares what he likes and what he does not like? The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Okay, I'm going to try to say that again. Here, help us for more. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. What does this mean? It means that everything exists around him. Worship in this church is not for you. It is ascribed to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Holy One, the Righteous One, the Powerful One, the Cornerstone, to him who's worthy, to him who sits on the throne. He's the chief cornerstone. One more time, he's the chief cornerstone. And if he's your chief, and he's your cornerstone, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Come on, I said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No tongue that tries even to think evil against you shall have any effect on your life. Come on, for if God be for you, who can be against you? I got excited this morning when I woke up. It came to my spirit. On a day like this, there was a woman with an issue of blood. She woke up that morning, and by evening, she was completely healed. Hallelujah. Jabez cried out on a day like this unto God, and God enlarged his territory. Come on a day like this today, Naaman had leprosy, and before noon, he was healed. On a day like this, Daniel was tossed into a lion's den, but he came out unscarred, alive. Come on a day like this, Joseph was thrown into a pit, and he came out supernaturally by the power of God. On a day like this, I want to say this to you. On a day like this, you are coming out. On a day like this, you are coming out. On a day like today, you are getting your victory, your breakthrough, and your miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe it, come on, I want you to quickly shout hallelujah on this place. Now, I want to speak to the real people quickly. You know, when the Bible speaks about Elijah and Elisha, something happened for me that stood out with Elisha. I'm not going to preach about Elisha this morning, but something that stood out. The scripture says Elisha was found plowing. Please say with me, plowing. And as he was plowing, he was breaking new ground and sowing seed and plowing again, working the ground. Come on, breaking the ground, sowing a seed. Come on, work me again. He was pushing the plow and he was breaking the ground and he was sowing the seed. I want to say this again. What was he doing? He was pushing the plow. He was pushing the plow. He was breaking the ground and he was sowing the seed. The ground breaking is hardship. It's hard time. Come on, it takes some sweat. It gets you. It works you up. Am I speaking to somebody? But suddenly, every day after pushing the plow and breaking the ground and sowing the seed, suddenly the man sent from heaven stands there and gives him a new mantle. And do you know what? He has done it. And I want to turn it to you. You have done it when it was sunny. And you were doing it while it was raining. You were doing it while people liked you on Facebook and hated you on Twitter. You still did it. You were, come on, plowing, breaking the ground, sowing the seed. And this is why I tell you this morning, that you cannot receive what you are not ready to receive. If you have been plowing, breaking the ground, sowing the seed, it is your time. All right, now, you better hear me. To this morning, let me just say this free of charge. Every hyphen, every demon spirit assigned to your life will have no power over you. No power over you. My God, I feel like preaching in this place. Let me tell you something. Satan thinks that when he steps into a place that you get afraid and you back down. Devil, not on my watch. We are pushing back darkness in the name of Jesus. Come, I come against every vulgar spirit, every spirit of religiosity. Come on, every foul spirit in the name of Jesus. I cast you out. I cast you out in Jesus' name. Every spirit assigned to your life. Every spirit. Why is this guy so angry? I have nothing good to say about Satan. I have nothing good to say about the mongrel that kills families and brings divorce and brings sickness and disease. Today is the day for our salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, I say no more division. No more division. I just want to throw this out there. Satan, this is your wrong day. You can't receive what you cannot accommodate. I love what the angel did when the angel came, spoke to Zachary. He said, get ready. You're going to be with child. The same angel said the same thing to Joseph. He said the same thing to Mary. To all three of them, he conveyed the same message. Make room. Something big is coming. I want to try to do that again. Make room. Make room. Make room for something big is coming. Make room, my God. You better make room for something big. Something big, bigger than you ever received, what you ever imagined, is coming. I'm thinking about Noah. Noah was, the Bible says, a just man in the presence of God. There was not a man like him found on the earth. And righteousness brings favor. Do you hear me? And one thing that Satan always fights is righteousness, because he knows with righteousness comes right standing with God. With right standing with God, when I'm righteous, you become bold as a lion. When you are righteous, let me just throw this in. You hate sin. You hate sin. I'm going to say this again. When you are righteous, you hate sin. So Satan will always attack righteousness. For Satan knows that in righteousness of God is where my blessings lies. So the scripture says that Noah had great favor with God. And suddenly, and this is what people think. People think that when you're a Christian, that you're not going to go through storms. That you're not going to go through hard times. Noah was found the one of the just men on planet Earth. Nothing against him. And the scripture says that there was still a storm. Many times God does not stop the storm. He gets in the storm with you. I want to just say this to somebody. If you see the clouds coming together and all every form of storm that you can think about comes against you, I want you to run out and start to dance, because that's the sign of great breakthrough. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That's a sign of breakthrough. Can I get Matthew chapter 9 on the screen, please? Matthew chapter 9. That one is awful. He said to them, make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. Make room, for the girl is not dead, but she's sleeping. You know, when Jesus came to this girl's room, the scripture says people were wailing outside. You know, I want to just say this. Death is an enemy. Sickness, disease, poverty is an enemy. I said, it's an enemy. What happens when light steps in? Light always pushes back darkness. This is why Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You cannot have meat without salt. You need seasoning. Is somebody with me? What was he, Brian's morning? Like, you need seasoning. And we are the salt of the earth. And what this means is we bring seasoning. to every situation. This is why we're alive. We're alive to make an impact. Come on, I want you to shout impact. Come on, one more time, impact. So here's the Son of Man walking towards them, and everybody's crying and saying, well, Lord, this girl is dead. And the one thing that I liked, that in one chapter, he chased them all out. He said, go out. Because I don't need your unbelief right now. I don't need your negativity right now. Come on, think about this. The light of the world steps into darkness, and people cry, Lord, she's dead. And they wail and they cry. And Jesus says, make room. For what you're seeing is not dead. She's just asleep. And they ridiculed the Son of God. And they said, this can't be. Are you crazy? And then he said, listen, go outside. And he turned around and he said, Talita Kumi. I say to you, little girl, arise. I'm here to tell you today, your situation is not dead. Your marriage, your business, your ministry, your finances, it's not dead. It's just asleep. But this morning I say, make room for something big is about to push through. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to high five your neighbor and say, you better make room for something big is coming your way. I say one more time, I want you to high five somebody and say, brother, my sister, you better hear me. Something big is coming my way. Hallelujah. 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 You know, when we speak these things, this is why the Amplified Version in the book of Job says, if you decide on a thing and decree it, it will be established. Why does it start off with? It says you have to decide. I need people that will make decisions this morning, that will be one-minded and say, I am the head and I am not the tail. I am moving forward and not backward. Come on, I am the beloved and he is mine. I am the apple of his eye. Come on, I am too blessed to be stressed. I am too anointed to be disappointed. Woo! I need people in this place right now that will make up their mind. Make up your mind. You decide it and you decree it. And it will be established. I was looking at the scripture. The Bible says when it was raining with Noah. You know, we all know this. Everybody ridiculed Noah as well until it started raining. I feel a lot of ridicule in this place this morning, but basically you don't know my situation. Well, it's coming, the rain is coming. You can either ridicule or you can start to build. You can either ridicule or start to build. Count it no loss when you are going through severe stuff. Count it no loss, count it no threat. It's actually promotion. It's actually promotion. Sometimes Satan comes to insult you. To think that he can get you with a, you know, you get fear attack you and then he thinks, oh, fear is going to get you. That's an insult. I said, that's an insult. That's an insult. I am the righteous of God. I'm as bold as a lion. I have decided that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. If he can call out a little girl and say, Talita Kumi, I tell you, little girl, arise. Then how much more can he do for us in this very hour? Come on, can't you hear him just call out your name and say, arise in the name of Jesus? So when it was raining, the scripture says, think about this. When the storm was over, where did they find the ark? Where did they find the ark? The scripture says they found it on top of Mount Ararat. On top. Storms elevated you to the top. To the top. You have not been designed. You have not been designed for the lower level. You have been designed to rule and reign and have dominion over everything that comes against you. I want to read your passage. I don't think you're ready for this one. Are you ready for this one? Who's glad that you came to the house of the Lord this morning? In Psalm chapter 23, it he speaks about two things. He speaks about a shepherd and he speaks about the host. Psalm chapter 23. We all know the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We all know that scripture. What I love is verse 5. I need to sit down while I read this. It's the very first time you ever saw me sitting down reading a Bible. In this church, by the way. Not at my house. Don't walk with the bull, even. Psalm 23, verse 5. Just by the way, I want to backtrack just quickly. Just one verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Who's the you? Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. Your rod and your staff, like comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What does the Bible say? The scripture says, you, O God, prepare a table for me. He's the host. So what he's saying, sit down and I'll make your enemies your footstool. So he's preparing a table in the presence of my enemies. Let me just tell you that your enemies are not just those who's crazy and trying to kill your anointing and try to kill you and come against you and slander you and hate you and rate you. It's not just Satan. But let me tell you, it's anything that rises up against the righteous of God. I want to just quickly show you. You prepare a body for me. This is what Jesus, he prepared a body for us. Psalm 23 says, now Jesus prepared a table in front of our enemies. He doesn't say prepare the table, he says, I'll prepare it for you. Why do you need to, you just sit. I'm a guest in his house. I just sit. He does everything for me. When he says that I prepare a table for you, I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. What does this mean? This means that when God starts to do something in your life, your enemies are not absent. They are around you. This is why I love that song that says, every time I feel like I'm surrounded by you. I'm surrounded by you. So in other words, when he says, I prepare a table in the presence of your enemies, this means that cancer sees that victory. You know, when the Bible says, I prepare a table, it says that I prepare a feast in the presence of anything that comes against you. This means death, sickness, disease, every demon spirit that tries to hunt you, everything that comes against you. God says, sit down. I will make your enemies a footstool. I weet nie van julle nie. I think I can huis toe gaan. This is more than enough. The blood of Jesus Christ is stronger than any demonic force. The body of Christ Jesus is greater than every disease, every sickness, everything that comes against you. Jesus says, sit down and I'll make your enemies your footstool. I'll prepare a table for you in the presence of every enemy that rises up against you, and nothing by any means shall harm you. Make room. I'm going to try you. Maybe you this side, hear me. Make room. They take it, they receive it. Make room. For something big is coming. Something huge is coming. Satan thought he had you. Satan thought he had you bound. My God, I tell you that Jesus is saying, it's not dead. It's not dead. Listen, why are you seeking the living among the dead? Your situation is not smelling, it's your attitude. It's not dead. My groom. The Bible says a prophet will never be without honor except for in his own nation, among his own people. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. You know, sometimes people just think, well, this is a good message. Other people say, Lord, this is absolutely for me. I take every word. The only way you can receive that breakthrough is by doing something in faith. What do you mean, Vessel? Okay, I'm going to explain. If I tell you this morning, I have a word from the Lord. If you know what happened this morning, I said to the Lord, Lord, there must be a message. There must be a message that I need to speak to your people. I lost my notes even. Lost my notes. I thought somebody stole it. And then my precious wife came up. Yes, and she's doing better than me. And I said to the ushers, if you see her again, don't let she speak. Maybe they chase me away and keep her. You know, so I thought, wow, this is where my notes are. But that's wrong. She gives me her notes. So in any case, back to the story. And I thought to myself, so Lord, what do you want me? And suddenly, there came a burst in my spirit. And God said to me, I want you to speak this thing boldly in the spirit. For I am shifting things in the spirit this morning. I am shifting things around. When I heard the Lord said, make room, I nearly fainted. Because I knew this is going to be a great day. It's going to be an awesome day of victory, an awesome day of breakthrough. When I heard the Lord said, make room, it's not dead, it's just asleep. And I look at people and I say, make room. And some people look at me, what do you mean, make room? Prepare for your miracle. God said to Noah, build. Yes, Lord. What do you need to do? You need to make room. Take away every negative praying session. And say, now, Lord, I know that it's done. I'm making room for what I am about to experience. Just by the way, you know that scripture when the scripture says talita kumi. You know the original Hebrew language says talit kumi. It doesn't say talita kumi, it says talit kumi. And we all know that Jewish men still today have prayer shawls. People still like using prayer shawls. So when the scripture speaks about when you pray, go into your inner room. The inner room was when the prayer shawls covered the heads. That was the inner room. So they covered their heads with the prayer shawl. The prayer shawl was always part of the garment. Jesus had a prayer shawl that was part of his garment. When the woman touched him, when the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment, she touched the prayer shawl. The prayer shawl has 600 and something tassels, 613 about tassels, which represents 613 different laws of Moses. So it was like a Bible hanging around your neck. So when she crawled through the crowd, she touched the hem of his garment, she touched the law. My God, if the law heals, yes. How much more the blood cleansing power of the Lamb? If the old covenant heals, how much more should the new covenant? Now the Bible says when Jesus entered that room, the first thing that he was doing, if you understand the scripture, he removed his prayer shawl. He said, make room. Make room. Staan so 'n bietjie terug en dan skou die werk van die Here. For she's not dead. She's just asleep. When they ridiculed him, he sent him all out. What did he do? He took his prayer shawl. The talit. Throw it all over her. Laid it down on her. And he turned to the little girl. Remember, she's covered now with the talit. And he said, talit kumi. In my language, prayer arise. Vessel, how can you be so secure that I can make room? Talit kumi. My language, I have been in the shadow of the Almighty. I come out of the presence of God. This is why I can tell every prayer. I have not prayed in vain. You have not prayed in vain. You have not wailed before God in vain. Do you hear me in this place? I said, do you hear me in this place? Your tears and your alms is not for nothing. So when he turned around, he said to that prayer, prayer arise. You know, the life of Jesus consisted out of prayer. This is why Jesus said, pray lest you fall into temptation. This is why people come up with garbage and say, it's in the name of the Lord. Let me just say this, just free of charge. Everything that is contrary or contradicting his word is not God speaking. If the Lord says, do not murder, and you murder in the name of the Lord, you're a murderer. It's not the Lord that gives you revelation to murder. His word is clear. No murderer, no adulterer, no adulteresses will enter the kingdom of God. Am I speaking to someone in this place? Satan has polluted the body of Christ, and everything that they believe is God speaking, God speaking. God speaks His word, and His word has results. When His word is being spoken, my God, you better make room then. Things are being resurrected by the power of God. Even if I preach for myself this morning, I have done much in this place. We are in the season. I've said it last night. I was preaching in Roodepoort. You know what I appreciated last night in Roodepoort after the service? The pastor called me and he said, "Help me. What can I do to get the presence of the Lord in this place?" I appreciated that because I've seen that there's somebody that's hungry for God. They want the presence of the Lord. And we had a discussion, and I spoke to them, and I said this last night. The hour that the body of Christ is in, I've preached on this multiple times, but somebody needs to hear me again. Oh, I see some faces that you're so hungry just to hear it again. So this is why I'll say this again. I've said this about, I think, 2 months ago. We have it on tape, so it's there. I've said that God says that He's going to bring a shaking in the body of Christ. A purification. I said it. I said God is going to clean the body of Christ. I've said it. I said there's going to come exposure where God's going to expose and where man of God, your work will be tested through fire. I even called my team and I said the Lord spoke and He said that our works will be tested through fire. And everything that doesn't have weight shall be sifted as wheat. And then I said, but after that, the remnant will rise. The remnant are those who Joel chapter 2 is speaking about. And Acts chapter 2. That says that in the last days God will pour out His Spirit. But before He says that God will pour out His Spirit, He says, first of all, He says that God is going to bless the body of Christ in measures unknown. Measures like we've never seen this before. You know, I want to say this with all the love in my heart. If I look at every single religion, it's the body of Christ that suffers mostly financially. Go and check out how Buddhist temples are looking. Check out how Muslim mosques are looking while churches are suffering. But I believe that the hour is here. The hour is here. The hour is here. Where the remnant will rise up. Where there will be provision for the remnant. And where the Spirit of God will be poured out. In such measures that we will not have to fake a miracle or fake an injury. The power of God will heal all who come to Him in fear and in reverence. Mark my words. Make room. Make room. So I want to say this to you just so that you and I can understand each other. You have been going through what you've been going through. The storm that has been assigned to you is not to harm you. It has not been to destroy you, nor to kill you. It's to take you to a place of elevation. Well, for the five of you that's excited about that, who has been facing a storm, wave at me. I have to put up my feet as well now, okay? If you have been facing a storm, you are in good company. The storm is not there to kill you, nor to destroy you. The storm is there to elevate you. Many people think that the storm is there to kill. You know, when Jesus was praying on top of a mountain near Galilee, do you know what the powerful thing is? If you have ever been to Galilee, you can stand on any mountain and you can overlook the whole Sea of Galilee. So when the storm came, if you know Galilee, it looks like a lake. It is sometimes they reckon it's almost impossible for a storm to be there in the middle of the ocean. And this Bible says that Jesus was praying and a storm came and there was a lot of boats in the middle of the night. The scripture says when Jesus saw it, He went down to them. He was walking on the water. He walked exactly to the right boat. There was a lot of boats that night. They were not the only people on the ocean, on the sea. When Jesus walked on the sea, He knew exactly where to walk to. I believe that He allowed the storm. Oh, my heart. I just want to ask this. I ask the Holy Spirit that He will reveal this to you now. When there's a storm assigned,
Here,
brothers and sisters, when there's a storm assigned to you, it means that there's value in you. The storm will not kill, it will not drown you. This is why the Bible says that God sealed the ark's door. God Himself. Nobody could enter, not even water. If you are in Christ Jesus, not just going to church, not just singing a song, in Christ Jesus. The ark has a name, and His name is Jesus. I said the ark has a name, and His name is Jesus. So when you are in Christ, as Peter spoke about, Paul said the following, he said, I'm seated in Christ in heavenly places. David had the same revelation. He says, when I'm seated at your table, you prepare the feast before me. I do nothing but just sit in your splendor and see every high thing come against me. Every foul, vulgar spirit that tries to destroy you is coming down. What do? I just sit back and I see the master at work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I can sit here all day. You know, here's the presence of the Lord. I don't know about there, but you just sit here and He prepares a table in the presence of your enemies. He prepares a table. Romans says this, that nothing that comes against you will harm you in such a way. He says that all things work together for those. All things work together for the good of those who's called according to His purpose. To those who love Him. Come on, to the righteous. Everything that comes to you, if you're living a righteous life, it will be for your favor. Now I want to speak to the real people because I see a lot of plastic ones. I want to speak to the real ones that says, Vessel, I've been raging storms. There's situations in my life that seems dead. Where are you at? I want you to wave at me that I know I have the right message here. It's not over until God says, it's not over. Joshua didn't stop after marching 6 times around Jericho. He didn't stop. He agreed to push forward one more time, and the walls came down. Naaman didn't stop dipping himself at number 6. He pushed forward because he was making room for healing in his house. When he pushed through the last time, healing came to his body. Elijah's servant didn't stop at the 6th time when he didn't see a cloud. He pushed forward and said, I'm going to do it one more time. I'm making room for the greatest rain of abundance. And he walked and he did it again. The 7th time, rain came. What makes you so special to give up? Don't give up. Make room. Make room. I need bold people this morning. I want bold people to stand to their feet quickly. Bold people. Not bold, bold. Bold, bold people. Come on, I need bold people that will stand with me right now. Where's the bold people? Well, bold people you can hear. You can hear boldness. Where's the bold people this morning? Bold people that says, today I'm pushing forward. I'm pushing forward. And I'm laying hold of my victory. Come on, where's the bold people that says, I'm not about to bury my situation. I'm about to make room for something big. Something big is coming. Come, I want you to have this in your spirit. You better tell somebody, hey, move out of the way. Something big is coming.